I'm Tony Hendro.
And I'm Jeff Chrysler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
Hello, ladies. Are you 40, single, married, divorced, overworked, unemployed, bumping against the glass ceiling? Whatever your drama, we can help you escape. Meet Xavier, Raul, Chindao, and Unguru. These handsome little devils are available for companionship at a very reasonable rate. They don't talk back. They don't make you worry. They don't ask questions. All they do is love. Why? Because they're babies and you're 40. And we're Rent-A-Baby. Don't you want to hold a baby? Smell a baby? Rock that baby while he or she snuggles right in and, makes you feel you're needed and capable and human in some small, finite, rentable way. These little cooing warm balls of soft, smooth love have no agenda except wanting to be held by you, by the minute, by the hour, or for a whole weekend away. Our babies are clean, well-rested, and well-behaved. And if they're not, well, their birth mothers remain in a holding cell while we fight immigration reform. At Rent-A-Baby, everyone, no matter their race, color, creed, or income level, is worthy of love, if they're babies. And fellas over 40, don't let your emptiness go unfulfilled. In addition to our traditional Ferrari Rogaine Viagra package, we now offer a weekend of fist bumping with black athletes. And a letter from your dad telling you how proud of you he is. And for platinum members, a list of all the women who rented our babies. Rent-A-Baby. They're there. They're there. Do 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 do.
Justice Clarence Thomas threw a giant stink bomb today into the roiling debate over the Voting Rights Act by ruling that he is only 3/5 of a justice. Thomas argued that Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 3 of the U.S. Constitution, which designated slaves and their descendants as 3/5 of a person for purposes of representation and taxation, stands, despite the 13th and 14th Amendments abolishing slavery and establishing equal protection. Justice Thomas.
We have no evidence that abolition or equal protection would have changed the framers' minds about the 3/5 clause. The Constitution does not change or evolve. Evolution is a myth. That's why we outlawed it last week. Our founding document says in plain English, slaves and their descendants, and I'm proud to count myself among them, are entitled to only 3/5 the representation of other citizens. Ergo, I only get 3/5 of a vote, whether it's on this court or at the polling booth.
SCOTUS watchers were stunned by the justice's opinion. Radcliffe Professor Emeritus of Law, Chase D. Ambulancia.
I am stunned. Everyone I know is stunned. The entire community of Supreme Court observers, analysts, historians, and bodyguards is stunned. Even Justice Thomas's one law clerk is stunned. In his 20 years on the bench, this is the most words he's ever uttered at one time.
Fox News legal beagle, Greta Van Susteren.
See this as a huge problem for the Democrats. Applying this to any future elections means they'll need 5 African Americans to cast every 3 votes. Do the math. That means 1.65 African Americans to cast 1 vote. Where are you going to get 1.65 of an African American? Not going to happen. And getting five African Americans to do anything together is like trying to lasso Jell-O. The black vote is history.
Governor Rick Perry of Texas, speaking at a fundraiser for the Koch brothers' multi-billion-dollar new political action committee, Koch Six Pack, also saw a political upside.
This ruling legally recognizes the dedication of Republicans in Texas and many other fine states to limit the black vote in the last three presidential elections by any means necessary. We've used physical intimidation, undercounting, burning ballots, absurd registration requirements, tampering with voting machines, and banning early voting. Because that's what our great Constitution demands. Cut these people down to their constitutional size. Three-fifths of us normal people.
Also at Koch Six Pack, Fox News host Bill O'Reilly.
Let me tell you, this ruling certainly applies to Barack Obama. Certainly no more than three-fifths of a president. Maybe two-fifths. Hey, don't get me started on Al Sharpton. One-fifth, anyone?
Critics on the left see the black hand of Justice Scalia in Justice Thomas's ruling, claiming it's a transparent attempt to undermine the Voting Rights Act, which Scalia vehemently opposes. Scalia defended himself on Hardball.
Justice Scalia, many say your views on the Voting Rights Act are thinly disguised judicial racism.
If I'm so racist, so is the Constitution. It clearly states blacks got only three-fifths the rights we do.
And that you think you're immune to criticism about that racism because you're so close to Justice Thomas.
Hey, Paisan, I can take care of myself, okay? I don't need no help from no mooly. But it is true, Clarence is very, very close to me. In fact, he lives in my ass.
Are you likening a fellow justice to a hemorrhoid?
Yeah, but one of them good hemorrhoids, you know, to kind of swidge around on and they itch just enough to feel nice and quiet down, you know? Hey, that make you feel uncomfortable?
That's putting it mildly.
That's my jab on this court, you see, making pussy liberals squirm. Look, I concur with my learned hemorrhoid's opinion, and I commend him for his selflessness in standing by his judicial conscience. This brilliant ruling underlines that all racial entitlements are flagrant attempts to add two-fifths back to the three-fifths clause in criminal disregard of the framers' wishes. You whiners hope the court's gonna uphold the Voting Rights Act? Forget about it. 4 3/5 votes still crushes 4.
Of course, the 3/5 clause applies to taxation as well as representation. Justice Thomas, aside from limiting their political representation, doesn't your ruling also limit the tax obligation of African Americans to 3/5 the normal rate?
Uh-huh.
Is that why you haven't paid more than $700,000 in back taxes?
Let's see. No, that never crossed my mind.
Oh, come on, Your Honor. That's hard to believe.
My word is law, Jimbo. You don't like it? Sue me!
Baby, 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 don't leave me. Ooh, please don't leave me all by myself. I've got this yearning, burning, yearning, feeling inside me.
Tonight in our studio, we're pleased to have a model from Victoria's Secret, who's also done cover shoots for Vogue and just appeared in the recent Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. Terry Dubner, welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here.
You are not what I expected.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
You're a man. You're kind of stout in your, what, I guess, mid-40s?
Thanks. I'm 52.
Oh. So it's all just Photoshop?
Yeah, and lighting. I mean, at this point, they just need someone to show up on time and sit the right way.
Uh-huh. So I guess it can be anybody. Why you?
The camera loves me for some reason. I don't know.
And how do the other models react to you?
They're a good bunch of guys, by and large. A few egos in there, of course. But, yeah, usually they're just photographer's assistants who fell into the job same way I did.
Uh-huh. All Victoria's Secret models are men now?
Yeah, usually stocky guys of Eastern European descent. The last female model just quit a couple months ago. Mm. She was a sweet old thing. She turned 90 and kind of slowed down.
Sure, you know. Sure. Is it difficult for a male Victoria's Secret model? Do you ever feel objectified, I guess?
Well, I get stalkers, of course.
Oh.
I mean, that goes with it. You know, one guy actually showed up at my weekly poker game. But, you know, I can usually relate to where they're coming from.
Well, still, that's disconcerting when someone shows up in your home.
Actually, the other guys at the poker game decided they like him. So he plays with us now. That's him over there.
Hey.
Oh. Hello. None of this sounds glamorous.
Well, I do get a lot of fan mail.
Uh-huh.
And even from friends of mine who don't know it's me. And I get to travel to different studios.
Uh-huh.
Hoboken. I was in Hoboken last weekend.
Sure.
Okay. I was in Norwalk, Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of how I imagined it.
How long do you think you'll be doing this?
Well, you can't be a model forever.
No.
Sooner or later, another guy comes along who can sit a little better,
sure.
show up when you're busy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just get bored.
Well, do you have any advice to young people who want to get into modeling?
I guess same advice I'd offer anyone. Start a retirement account early and get your prostate checked at least once a year.
Uh-huh. Well, Terry Dubner, professional model. I hope you don't mind my saying this, but I'll be looking for you in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Hey, I'll be looking for me too.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. Hello, my son. Welcome to the Church of the Liberal Mind.
Thank you, Father. It's been three new cycles since my last confession.
Do you have any sins you want to tell me about?
Well, this is hard to say.
Nonsense, my son. You're safe here. You can say anything. Go ahead.
Well, I...
Yes, yes.
Well, I had a positive thought about Rand Paul.
What?
Father, please, let me explain.
There is no explanation. You will be excommunicated from the liberal faith.
No, Father, please.
Do you not know that Rand Paul opposes the 1964 Civil Rights Act?
Yes, he opposes the section that desegregated restaurants, lunch counters, and housing.
Don't you know he is rabidly pro-life?
Yes, he sponsored a fetal personhood amendment that would end abortion on demand once and for all.
Do you know where he stands on the Americans with Disabilities Act?
Yes, he wants people in wheelchairs barred from full participation in public life.
So why, in the name of National Public Radio, would you have one positive thought about such a libertarian poser?
Because of the filibuster.
The talking filibuster. The 13-hour exercise in stupidity where he opposed John Brennan for CIA chief? When he knew that he would be confirmed anyway?
Yes. Yes. Look, I know he's a dick, but I liked what he said about drones.
Unmanned aircraft.
Not the aircraft, the policy. He said over and over that he wanted clarification on whether the president can use a drone to kill a non-combatant on U.S. soil.
We all want clarification on that, my son.
So why don't we ask for it? Aren't we his base?
Son, don't you know President Obama doesn't care about his base? He's concerned with bipartisanship, not intramuralship.
Is that a word?
I don't know. But Obama gets off on converting the opposition, not catering to his supporters. After 13 hours of Rand Paul's grandstanding, how did Obama respond?
He issued a statement through Attorney General Holder that he wouldn't kill an American non-combatant on American soil.
So he answered Rand Paul's question. Who declared victory in this exchange?
Rand Paul.
Right. What does that tell you?
That if we want liberal ideas to make a dent in Obama's thinking, they have to come from extreme right-wing assholes?
Now that's the first right thing you've said all session.
But I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Now go watch Three Rachel Maddows and don't be a combatant on U.S. soil.
But how can I know if I'm a combatant if the one who defines what a combatant is President Obama alone?
Watch it, my son. You're starting to sound like Rand Paul.
The House Republicans' new budget does away with Medicare and repeals Obamacare. Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan is under pressure to explain how seniors will receive adequate health care in the future. The dynamic blue-eyed young congressman has answers in an exclusive interview with Our Strong Morgan and Pepper Lewis.
Congressman, what is your dramatic new proposal for replacing Medicare?
First of all, Strong and Pepper, let me come clean. Those stupid vouchers, that's just to get seniors on board by thinking they can get more cash out of Social Security. Idiots! Vouchers won't come close to paying soaring medical bills, but they will help bankrupt Social Security.
So what will replace Medicare?
I believe, as a devout Catholic, that health, like all our rights, comes from God.
Wait, you're saying health care is a right? Isn't that European socialism?
I said health, not health care. Health, like all our rights, wealth, for instance, has to be earned.
How do you earn health?
Prayer, fasting, good works.
Hard to be against that, I guess. But in practice, how will you keep seniors alive?
Well, we propose to abolish Medicare entirely and replace it with a faith-based system of healing and treatment called MetaPrayer.
You are joking.
For centuries, devout people like my fellow Catholics, Southern Baptists, Evangelicals, Pentecostals, have survived just fine on a reliable system of miraculous cures and medical treatment based on fervent prayer. We need to get back to that pure conservative simplicity.
You expect miracles to work in the 21st century?
Well, how has the Catholic Church survived 2,000 years? Why are the Southern Baptists bigger than ever?
Because they all eat at Chick-fil-A?
MetaPrayer providers will bring miraculous healing into the 21st century. They'll work with approved medical professionals to make sure every MetaPrayer includes the exact nature and location of a patient's medical condition so that God's attention, or the appropriate saints, can be focused with laser-like precision on a cure.
Give us an example.
Absolutely. Let me introduce Dr. Phil Faustus, Professor Emeritus of Faith-Based Oncology at Bob Jones University. Dr. Faustus, heal thy patient.
O Lord, shower thy faithful patient Tabitha McGee, age 64 of Tallahassee, diagnosed with inoperable stage 4 esophageal cancer, in the supremo chemo of thy mercy. Shrink to nothing the 2.4 centimeter malignant tumor in the C3 vector of her squamous tissue with the blazing light of thy divine radiation. Amen.
That cured an inoperable stage 4 malignant tumor?
I'm cured. Praise Jesus. That old demon's flying right out of my windpipe.
See? According to accredited, non-indicted GOP medical consultants, MetaPrayer cure rates will be competitive with or better than those now achieved by wasteful Medicare providers, and at a tiny fraction of the cost, except for Tabitha's copay.
Put the bills in the bucket, honey.
Say MetaPrayer comes up with some miraculous cures. What about prevention?
Holy pictures and medals, pilgrimages to Lourdes, Salt Lake City, Graceland. And MetaPrayer's most popular preventative protocol? Those lovely images of the Virgin that appear in cornflakes, rust stains, used diapers.
Jesus, you're replacing effective healthcare with ruthless exploitation of the gullibility of the poor and aged.
Hey, I saw an image of the Virgin just yesterday in the 2013 first quarter receivables liabilities curve of Koch Industries. You know what? My reflux problem cleared up like that.
Really? I get terrible reflux.
That's no miracle, Congressman. You're an extremely wealthy young man who can afford to stay in shape.
You know why I glow with health, Pepper? Because my heart is pure. And since you mentioned Jesus, albeit blasphemously, MetaPrayer draws its power from the example of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and his awesome miracles.
As I recall, Jesus didn't charge a penny for curing the sick and the lame.
We don't know that. When Christ returns, I'm sure he'll charge a competitive fee for any miraculous healing.
I'm beginning to get into this. Miraculous healthcare? Especially with Jesus 2.0, it'll make great television.
Ugh! I give up. Men are morons!
Thank you, Strong, and you, Pepper. May God forgive your vile and sinful disbelief. Allow me the final word here. My fellow Americans, we are a Christian nation. When you get right down to it, faithful Christians don't really need that much medical care, do we? After all, this life is just preparing for the next, which is why God hates Obamacare. He wants you all to repeal Obamacare now and get on the fast track to heaven.
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Antuchel, John Marshall, Jen Dodd, Kevin Janis, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. It was written by Barry Lank, John Marshall, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. Be sure to visit thefinaledition.com on a regular basis for more sizzling satire with teeth. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra and edited and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC. Copyright 2013.